This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. 1 year ago today in Bangladesh, near the country's capital, Dhaka, an 8-story factory building collapsed in a complex called Rana Plaza. 1,129 workers died. It injured more than 2,500. The factory made clothing for companies all over the world, for Walmart, for CNA and Benetton, just to name a few. And after the disaster, there were calls for reform. The BBC's Akbar Hussain covered the collapse and the aftermath, and he joins me now. Hey there, Akbar.
Hello.
Akbar, you're there in Dhaka, and you've spoken with workers and spoken with folks who own these factories as well. And I wonder if things have changed, if you've seen tangible changes to the way these factories are set up, or do they look different?
I mean, to be very honest, I mean, the situation in the physical infrastructure, it has not changed yet. You know, still, workers are alleging that they're working in a very dangerous condition. There are factories in Bangladesh which are very compliant factories. They meet all the standards of international buyers. But there are many factories in Bangladesh which don't comply minimum standards in Bangladesh. And thousands of workers are working there. That's the problem.
This is an incident that attracted so much attention globally. There was this compensation fund that was intended to raise at least $40 million. That hasn't happened. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, it's a very complex issue. Bangladeshi government owners are saying, yeah, they couldn't ensure the factory's safety and standards just because the international buyers, they always want cheap products from Bangladesh. That's why, I mean, they have to maintain a factory in a cheaper way. And, you know, Bangladesh's garment industry, it's a huge industry for Bangladesh. It earns $20 billion every year. And more than 5 million people are directly employed in the garment industry. And there are other people who have linkage with the garment industry.
This was a factory that did contract work for some big Western companies, Mango and Benetton and others. And I wonder if you've seen those companies traveling more to Bangladesh, if they are taking a closer look at their supply chain since this happened.
You know, Rana Plaza disaster, it was a wake-up call for Bangladesh's garment industry. And not only for the Bangladesh's garment industry, it was a wake-up call for even international buyers and brands also. They're coming to Bangladesh, and I was talking to the trade union leaders, and they were telling me that, yes, the international buyers are now more serious after the Rana Plaza collapse. Yes, they try to maximize their profit, but now they are also focusing on the safety issues. They are actually pressing the garment factory owners to ensure a safer workplace. So things are changing. It has worked, but, you know, the things are going very slow. That's the thing.
The BBC's Akbar Hussain with us on the line from Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh. Thank you so much, Akbar.
Thank you.